Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the gift of self and the importance of self, particularly for young people and those that are growing up and growing into themselves and into the people that they're going to be and how they're going to be in the world. So it's an often overlooked but really, really important fact that our sense of self and how we understand who we are is actually at the core of our world and both how we understand the world and how we understand our place in it. For many people, particularly later in life, this can be a cause of great difficulty because the sense of self is often at the core and is present in amongst a lot of other issues, including depression, anxiety, anger, or drug and alcohol use. I'm a huge believer in the fact that none of these issues can be understood in a vacuum. And so our sense of self and how we understand the world all are entangled in there in some way. And often when it comes to recovery from any of these and reclaiming the type of meaningful lives we would like to have, we have to understand ourselves and maybe understand our life and understand our world in a slightly different way. Our sense of self is actually developed at a very, very early age in life. And it's pretty commonly understood that the first 5 years are crucial to this experience. We learn some important lessons even if we're not aware of it at that point. And this knowledge of ourselves is actually the result of our experiences at the time. But more importantly, it is built on and it is crafted from how these experiences are understood and what these experiences mean to the people around us. And all of this is geared towards us developing our understanding of our place in the world, our value and our worth, pretty crucial things to a good life. This then becomes the foundation for everything which is learnt after this point. And like all learning, it functions like a set of lenses through which we see and understand the world. Like all learning, it has a vested interest in proving itself correct and maintaining itself. And often this can mean that it is somewhat biased and self-reinforcing. So it likes to reinforce itself because that's the way it understands the world. Unfortunately, sometimes as adults, if we've had experiences which have meant that our sense of self needs to be looked at later on in life, we actually have to examine this lens that we've been given and think a little bit about where it may have come from, how it's been maintained, and then consciously choose to view ourselves and the world differently. The gift of this is that a lot of people actually experience that this can be quite liberating for them and that they're able to see the whole world in a different way. So, when it comes to fostering a healthy sense of self with kids, the first thing is to foster independence. We all need to be able to know that we are able to intervene and affect change in the world and that we have the ability to do this from deep within ourselves. We're not necessarily reliant upon anyone else for our own well-being and happiness. And some of the ways that you can do this is to encourage a child or a young person's own point of view and thinking, involve them in their own life. One of the most difficult things I've ever seen is where parents actually take over the running of games and toys from kids, and then the kids are informed that they're not doing it right. So it's really important to be interested in a young person's life and actually allow them to call the shots sometimes. It's also vital to be really interested in their life and also show them aspects of your life. It's important to value the decisions which they make, even if they may not be your own, and that mistakes are actually okay. And beyond that, even when mistakes are made, the child themselves are okay. Acknowledging the strengths that you see in the child and the good things that are happening is also really, really important, as is unconditional love and regard for the person. And ideally, the message should be that they are a fun, loved, valuable person that is really worth being around. And the last thing that helps a young person to develop a great sense of self is the expression of feelings, and that is okay, that is a part of being a healthy individual and a great adult. All of these things actually continue all the way into adolescence and even adulthood. And these can actually also be some guidelines which can help us to maximize our adult-to-adult relationships as well. Whether we're dealing with kids or adults, it's really important to consider labeling the behavior rather than the person, especially when we're dealing with the things that don't work out real well. And doubly true when we're looking at ourselves. We all make mistakes, and we can all continue to build a strong sense of self in the world. See yourself through a different lens this week on Mind Games.